WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Four more boys rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand by divers are safe and conscious and recuperating at a hospital. The operation took 9 hours and rescue efforts are done for the day. That brings the total number rescued to 8. Four remaining members of the youth soccer team and their 25-year-old coach remain in the cave, hopefully rescued in one more operation. A GoFundMe page has raised more than $144,000 for funeral expenses and support after a teenneck family was killed in a horrific car crash in Delaware. 61-year-old Audi Trinidad and his four daughters, ages 20, 17, and 13-year-old twins were killed when their SUV collided with a pickup truck as they returned from a vacation in Ocean City, Maryland. Audi's wife and mother of the girls survived. She remains in critical condition. New Jersey may start letting more prisoners out of jail for health reasons. According to a new report on compassionate release, the state's been slacking in this area, but a change this spring added more eligible conditions and reporting requirements.
As of May 1st of this year, the parole board, which rules on compassionate release requests, has to state on the record the reasons for granting or denying medical parole.
Mary Price's Families Against Mandatory Minimums say in addition to terminal illnesses, prisoners can now be released with medical conditions that require 24-hour care and leave them unable to perform routine tasks. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information about a man who authorities say exchanged gunfire with a New York Guardsman he was trying to rob in Elizabeth. Union prosecutors say the victim, a New York Air National Guard Security Forces member, was sitting in a parked car when the suspect opened the driver's side door and robbed him at gunpoint. When the victim pulled out his gun and shots were exchanged, the suspect fled, dropping his weapon. A driver who sped down a highway in Hoboken with a passenger riding on the roof of his car has been charged with drunken driving. Police say 37-year-old Khaled Malkoff was speeding when his car was stopped early Saturday morning. His buddy, 27-year-old Hassan Ali, was riding on the roof. He was charged with disorderly conduct. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week at this time, we are profiling some of the individuals and groups that make the Garden State such a great place to live. Liam Klein is just 13, but is the founder of his own nonprofit organization, helping other kids as well as himself deal with and manage PTSD.
And the way the Chaotic Spider Foundation does it is by finding service dogs like Liam's own Great Pyrenees, Einstein. Liam says not many people talk about PTSD, but even fewer acknowledge it can be a problem for kids just as much as adults. He wants Chaotic Spider to be an educational resource.
I just think that it's insane that almost nobody knows that kids can get it and there's almost no resources.
Liam says the name of his group came partly from the chaos he felt in his life when he developed PTSD at just the age of 9. The other part is from his love of arachnids and that spider, he says, looks cooler spelled with a Y than with an I. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Do you have more good news about New Jersey? Let us know at our website, nj1015.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.